This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Now here's an issue that conservatives are dead wrong about. Did you hear that California changed the law for HIV infections? You know, if you have sex with someone and you have HIV and you don't tell them, or you try to have sex with people when you're HIV positive, that used to be a felony crime. And it is a felony crime in many states across America. Well, California just changed that to a misdemeanor. And that's also a trend that's happening across the country. We are decriminalizing HIV positive people across America. Now, let me explain why that's a good thing. That will actually decrease infection rates of HIV, and why the Republicans are totally wrong about all of this. First of all, it's a medical tyranny law, a medical police state, to say that if you carry a virus, you can't have sex without being potentially arrested and convicted as a felon. Now, I know if you're hearing this, you're like, what? But HIV kills people. But you have been a subject of massive brainwashing and hysteria by the CDC and the mainstream media. You think that if you have sex with an HIV positive person, that you instantly have HIV. Well, they've done studies on this, and they found that heterosexual sexual intercourse almost never spreads HIV, even without protection. You're not using a condom. They studied couples, and couples where one partner is HIV positive, after 1 year, the transmission rate, we're talking about, you know, potentially hundreds of times of sex per couple, the transmission rate was either 1 or 2%, something very, very low. I'd have to look at the study for the exact number, but it was very, very low. Let's call it 2%. So that means across the multiple couples who were part of the study, you had to have sex thousands of times with an HIV positive person to actually contract HIV. So it's nowhere near an automatic infection. Nowhere near that. Secondly, if you criminalize HIV, what you're doing is you're encouraging people who are HIV positive to hide that fact from their partners, which could cause more spreading of the disease over time. You don't want to criminalize HIV because you need people to be transparent with their sex partners. You don't want someone admitting to being a felon. Right? I mean, you want sex partners to be honest with each other so they could take precautions. They could wear a condom, for example, or they could avoid anal sex, for example, which really spreads HIV at a much higher rate than regular vaginal sex, by the way. And that's why HIV, well, that's one reason why HIV spreads so rapidly in the gay community, for obvious reasons. So regular vaginal sex does not spread HIV at nearly the rate that you've been told. And now finally, there are many, many viral diseases that kill people. For example, the flu. Influenza, according to the CDC, kills, I think, 35,000 people a year. Now, I don't really believe that statistic, but let's, for the purposes of this discussion, let's assume the CDC is correct. 35,000 people a year. Well, then according to these HIV laws, you got a slippery slope. Now, California could pass another law that says, well, if you sneeze on a city bus, you're causing people to catch the flu. You might have killed some senior citizen. And they could turn that into a felony crime. It's the same logic. You just transmitted a potentially deadly disease to someone. You sneeze on an airplane. You come to work sick. You could go to jail. And you see, that example brings me to this very important point. Do we really want a government criminalizing the fact that you're carrying a certain virus and interacting with the world around you? Do we really want that to be criminalized? Do we want to turn our country into a medical police state where, depending on the viral strains that happen to be in your body, you might be thrown in prison? And by the way, a lot of those viral strains come from, guess what? Vaccines. Yes, indeed, vaccines. And sometimes vaccines are contaminated with unintended viral strains or live viruses such as polio. Many cases of polio outbreaks are caused by polio vaccines. It's called vaccine-induced polio, by the way. It's a well-known reason for polio outbreaks in places like Syria and Africa. So what if you're carrying polio because you got a polio vaccine, and then you give polio to someone else because, I don't know, you kissed them or whatever. You did whatever with them. I'm not going to get into your private life. Do whatever you want as long as they're consenting and they're adults. You know what I'm saying? That's your business. But let's say you give them polio. Can they now sue you or criminalize you? Can the state throw you in prison because you gave that person polio because you were carrying the polio virus that you got from a vaccine? According to the previous HIV criminalization laws, yeah, the state has the right, they argued, to throw you in prison because of the viruses that you were carrying. That's insane. That's absolutely insane. People carry all kinds of viruses and bacteria strains and you know, fungi for that matter, toe fungus, whatever. People carry all kinds of stuff all over their bodies. You're going to start making laws that criminalize certain viruses, certain bacteria strains, certain fungi species? Really? You're just going to criminalize all the microbiology on someone's body? That's insane, because it would turn everybody into a criminal. Because everybody's got, you know, a wide spectrum of viruses and bacteria and so on that are deadly in someone who has a weakened immune system. So yeah, you could be perfectly fine and healthy, but you're carrying, I don't know, hepatitis C. You're carrying a tuberculosis bacteria, let's say. And you get on an airplane and you cough. Somebody 3 seats down catches your tuberculosis, but you are healthy, but they're immune compromised because they're, let's say, vitamin D deficient. All of a sudden, they have full-blown tuberculosis and they get sick and die. Well, it was the bacteria from you. Does that mean you should go to jail? Of course not. Of course not. You know what? Life, you know, being in public, it has risks. If you're around people, you're around all the bacteria and viruses that those people carry. And when it comes to sex, by the way, you should be, I'm going to use the word discriminatory about who you have sex with. You should choose your partners carefully. You should screen out people who want to have sex from that app. What is it? Tinder or Grindr? I don't know all these apps. I've never used them. I don't want to use them. Don't want to share body fluids with people that use them. You know what I mean? It's gross. But people that use these apps and they're sleeping with 40, 50 people a year, of course they're carrying all kinds of deadly viruses. Of course. They're carrying different strains of HPV that can cause cancer. And if they're engaging in anal sex, then, oh my God, that all of a sudden the number of viruses that they are exposed to just multiplies, it skyrockets. And that could be anal sex with gay partners, men, or heterosexual anal sex, you know, men and women. Either way, it's risky. This is not a gay thing exclusively. It's risky. You know, it doesn't belong there. Don't put it there. It's not normal. It's really not normal. And it's frankly, it's not safe in terms of health and infectious disease. Vaginal intercourse is far safer in terms of preventing the spread of sexually transmitted diseases. So these are some things to think about. You should be cautious who you choose to sleep with. You should be cautious of what types of sex activities that you choose to pursue. You should screen your partners. You should ideally have a very small number, you know, like one. And just have one partner. You shouldn't be out sleeping around, swiping left or right. I don't even know which way you're swiping on these apps. What is it? Swipe left? Swipe right? Who knows? You shouldn't be swiping at all. You should have a healthy, monogamous relationship with one partner if you really want to reduce your risk. So there you go. You know, your decisions and your behavior have consequences. If you want to sleep around, you're going to carry a lot of disease. And you're probably going to transmit it to others. And it's not right for states like California to criminalize viruses that you might be carrying. That's a medical police state. So there are a number of issues here if you start peeling back the layers, as you can tell. You know, heterosexuality versus homosexuality, protection during sex, transparency with partners, how many partners you have, where are you finding these partners? Are you picking people up at bars? You know, might as well call it like filth bars or something, because it's a viral filth that you're actually picking up at those bars. So keep all of this in mind. Be careful, everybody. Consequences are real. Your decisions matter. Your partners matter. And in any case, I don't think we should criminalize viruses, because if they do, it's just going to be selective prosecution. And frankly, that law could be used to just go after the gay community very easily. They could just criminalize all the gays and throw gay people in prison. It'd be like Saudi Arabia all over again. And that's not right. You know, so be careful. So anyway, in summary, I'm glad California has decriminalized, or at least not made it a felony anymore, for HIV transmission, because frankly, according to the science, it's very hard to even catch or to transmit HIV to someone else if you're having regular vaginal sex. So keep all that in mind. Health freedom matters, but also personal responsibility matters at the same time. I know it's been kind of maybe a little bit of an unusual topic, but people need to know this. You need to think about this stuff. Now check out my website at naturalnews.com and my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Be safe, everybody. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods. And even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for
providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.